Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kill Your Yo-Yo, brought to you by Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos, and I am your host, Ross Levine. Today, we have the exact same guest as last time. It's part two in the San Diego Yo-Yo Classic series. If you don't know, the San Diego Yo-Yo Classic is a yo-yo contest, a brand new one for Southern California, really the first big one in Southern California since COVID, so this is going to be a big deal. It's going to be on January the 27th, that's a Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Queen Bee's Arts and Cultural Center. That's 3925 Ohio Street, North Park, California, 92104. You can find more information at sdyoyocontest.info or at their Instagram page, which is sd.yyc. So go ahead and look into that. I hope to see you there. Registration is still open. And yeah, here's Alex Asenya. Enjoy. Tell me any news on the contest since last time. We know that the Eventbrite is now open. Registration's open. Rules are out. What other news is there?
We got all the sponsors now. And there's gonna be a few booths, which is nice. Mm. As your company too.
Yes.
Yep. You know.
I will be there with of course my bearings and my pads and what's left of the dopamine stock. Likely some YJ Yo-Yo Club Radiances. I've been retailing those while I work on a competition model. So yeah, that's really, really good yo-yo. If people haven't tried that one. But yeah, I'll be there with all my goods and wares. What other companies might be there?
So we got General Yo.
Nice.
We got Yo-Yo Factory. And then we got my friend Jules. We got my friend Jules' company, I Exist, which he'll have his own clothes that he makes. So it's going to be pretty cool. Have some different type of stuff. Players and look at some street if they want to get streetwear, just talk to him whenever he'll be there. So pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is a good mix of companies as well, and good to get some streetwear in there as well. Yeah, I've always thought that's really like in the skating world. It seems like all the skate companies are skate companies secondary, and mostly they're clothing companies that just put their brands on things. So that ultimately, I think that's at least a phase yo-yoing is going to go through at some point, if it hasn't already started to, because it's, you know, it's a it's a stable business model. Yes. So but generally good to have a variety, get some, you know, more than just yo-yo brands. Enjoy that a lot. Where can people find you said his name's Jules?
Yeah, Jules.
Mm-hmm.
His brand is called I Exist, and I'm trying to find his Instagram right now. Let's see. It's gonna be on Instagram, III.EXIST.
Perfect. And then
that's his Instagram. Cool. For his clothes and all that,
and the brand. Sweet. So we got some confirmed sponsors, some confirmed vendors. Any other? I'll let you keep the sponsors a secret until the people can watch the official Instagram, which is sd.yyc.
I will be announcing all the sponsors. That will be next, I would say.
Heck yeah! So go follow there for update on the sponsors are going to be helping to support this, and tell us a little bit about the venue. How'd you end up? I don't know if you had the venue last time or what, but how'd that go?
So my friend Jules, actually, that's where I met him back in 2022, January.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a show there last year. And so I was there and I met the owner, and then I've actually performed there a couple times too. So I just had a show back in October where I DJed for him. So I already knew the owner, and it's a really nice venue. It's in a really cool spot in North Park. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's like lots of bars and things to do around there. lots of cool coffee shop and places to eat. It's really cool. Like right outside the venue, there's a Target right there. There's a North Park Beer right there. And there's like not even a mile, there's like 15 restaurants. So it's gonna be really nice for people to go eat really quick or whatever. Because in other competitions, you've got to drive like
Oh
10,
yeah.
15 minutes, like, so it's kind of
I
nice.
remember at Nationals last year, there's like the one little bar place near the hotel and then just nothing. Like you really had to go out of the way to I think I had to get I had to drive about 5 minutes to find some like kind of okay Mexican food. And it was like, oh, I don't know. It's nice to have a little more options around your venue.
Yes,
Maybe
yes.
something for people to keep in mind for any contests that or other events that do start popping up if people get inspired to do such a thing. Which also to that point, just while we're talking about venues, I think last time that you were on, I was talking about all these different ways to find venues, and we only really mentioned the ones that you have to pay for, but like you can there's so many opportunities out there to get venues for free. You can just go to a park with some friends. Like if it's not too many friends, then you're just people in a park doing an activity, which is what parks are for. So like if it's a big official event, yeah, I get permission, but you can run a yo-yo contest with five people and like that's a yo-yo event, and that can over time start to turn into something more official as long as you do it every year. Like that's how these things develop over time. So I just want to throw that out that it doesn't always have to be a big official thing. It can be something you just throw together with buddies.
There used to be the San Diego Yo-Yo Club that used to be in Balboa Park. I used to go to that a lot growing up. And then there used to be something in downtown, not downtown, in Old Town San Diego at Gonzo. Gonzo. They don't sell yo-yos there anymore, but there used to be little yo-yo club, which was nice to go.
Yeah. It's always good stuff like that. Well, that's good to hear more about the venue. And yeah, I mean we're only 10 minutes in, but some things I want to go through also are the schedule, what kind of things are planned. What I saw the rules got posted. And that kind of at least points to the schedule. So what are the different divisions? How are those going to get broken down? Tell us a little bit about that.
So the schedule is going to be pretty standard, like your normal schedule. So the divisions we have X division, which is 2A, 3A, 4A, and 5A. And then we have 1A sport and we have 1A finals. So 1A pro, which is just 1A finals. So there's not going to be prelims, two minute finals for X division and 1A pro, and 1A sport is only 1 minute long. So,
Okay. Nice. That sounds good.
and then it's going to be, 1A sport goes for a little bit.
And that's
Then,
going to be freestyles, right? Not a trick ladder.
yeah, just freestyles, just like
Cool.
nationals, and basically doing a prelim.
Perfect. That's always a good chance to just sit down and practice a routine. Like if anybody's planning on going to a competition, you might as well compete. I just want to throw that out there. Like the fact there is a sport division, if anybody hasn't ever competed before and is thinking about it, the act of putting together a routine and setting that routine to music and then actually executing that on stage, it requires a lot of focus and attention to detail, and it makes your yo-yoing generally better because any performance is essentially a improvised. You either take tricks that are out there that people you either use other people's tricks or you have to develop your own. Developing your own tricks is improvising those tricks and then writing down that improvisation, and now you have a routine. So that action forces you to learn how to create a trick set to go along to the music, teaches you a lot about the theatrics of being on stage and performing a routine. But then also taking that routine, performing it over and over and over, solidifies those tricks into your muscle memory and makes them things that you can't miss. If you really practice a routine, then you now have a set of tricks that you cannot miss that you can always pull out. If someone wants to see tricks, then you have your trick set ready to go and you won't miss it because you've practiced it for the stage. So anybody of any age, regardless of if you ever competed or not, compete at this competition. The stakes are, you know, this isn't an officially like...
It's a stress-free contest. Yeah. There hasn't been any competitions in California in the past 4 years, so...
Yeah.
Can't wait to see everybody there, too.
Experience. And yet, someone's going to be crowned the champion of San Diego. And get those bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. It's going to be good stuff.
I'm excited.
Dude, I'm so pumped for this. So we've got kind of the schedule. We've got the rules. The rules are basically IYYF, right?
Yep. They're all just like, you know, like the basic rules.
Uh-huh.
And then the other ones, I just explained the freestyles and just letting people know they perform once, because I know that's what that was a big question everybody was asking too.
Yeah. And you, I think you mentioned no prelims, right?
Yep, no prelims.
Yeah, for 1A Pro and also for X. Yep. And then for more information, obviously, there's sdyoyocontest.info. Want to shout that out. And it's all done through a sign up on Eventbrite. Yes. And you were saying that the organizer basically put that Eventbrite together, right?
Correct.
Or the, not the organizer, but the venue owner.
Venue owner, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Sounds good. So I guess all that's left to do is ask one question, which is, we all just saw the anti-yo-yo contest, awesome contest put on by Ian Tenney and Chris DeLito and Hunter Fierstein and Justin Dower, and sponsored by yours truly, as well as a slew of other amazing supportive companies. And if you aren't following them, go follow them. Anyway, everyone's already heard of Anti. Their whole thing was about, let's make yo-yo tricks like one level more extreme. Let's like really go for it and like up the level of competition from what it was to something in the future. Not just rail combos, but, you know, actually hitting crazy hard tricks on stage consistently. And so that just had me thinking, like, other competitions might start picking up on kind of a general vibe. And I kind of like the one that you were describing to me about this. Could you kind of describe what is the thing that's kind of the heart and soul of this competition that you're going for?
I just want to see everybody just hang out and have a good time and just enjoy the love of yo-yo and enjoy doing freestyles, because that's what the Southern California community has been missing for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
That's what I think about that.
And that's what I love. Well, excellent, Alex. It is so good having you back. Is there anything that I missed? Anything that you wanted to hit before we go our separate ways here?
I don't think so. I think that's about covers it.
Perfect. No, just head to sdyoyocontest.info. This is one thing I want to hit. The music is PG-13.
Yes.
So take that as you will. Rules are on the website. And yeah, can't wait to see everybody there. Go sign up. And it's January 27th at 11 a.m. Goes till 5 p.m.
I have one thing to add.
Yes.
So registration prices go up December 27th, 2 days after Christmas.
Ooh.
So.
And right now I saw $20 and
$30. $20 is very, very affordable right now. It goes up.
Is $30 for X Division as well?
Yeah, it's $20 for each.
Okay, got it.
But there's like a little fee.
And it'll go up to
$30.
It'll okay, go up for each. So it's currently $20 for each, go up to $30 for each. 2 days after Christmas, you said?
Yes, 27.
Perfect. then keep that
What's
in
up,
mind and
man?
go register now. That will also help for planning to know how many people are ultimately going to show up and how, all kinds of things. How many chairs are we going to set out? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's
You can
important.
get a gauge of it from the registration numbers. So go do that as soon as possible. It will help us and it will help you to save some money. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Alex Asenya.
It's a pleasure, man. It always is.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
Peace.